They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
You're not active on Instagram. Do you consume Instagram at all? Like, I know, like...
Not if it can be avoided.
I respect that. It's probably the way to live. The only reason I'm reading you this story is I don't understand why this person hasn't done this yet. There's a thing about a woman who's been receiving hundreds of random Amazon packages. Have you seen this? Like, she's the default.
Wait, didn't this just happen?
Amazon garbage person, I guess. I mean, there's probably 100 of them out there.
I feel like we just had this story.
This is called brushing. It's an online shopping scam where people get packages sent to them with random stuff inside. And so it's like a prank people will pull. I have no kind of prank. You're paying for this stuff. How is that a joke? Because I guess it's supposed to annoy the person who gets it. Like, what are these packages from? Now I got to return them. Blah, 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 blah. Like, why? But anyway, hundreds of Amazon packages from the past year. And they all contain oversized fake leather car seat covers, which were made in China.
Okay.
So someone is legitimately just sending this woman. They're scattered all over her property. She can't fit her car inside a garage anymore because there are so many Amazon packages of fake leather car seat covers.
So she can't return them fast enough is what you're saying.
Can't return them fast enough. And so she's eventually done stop service, all this other stuff. Here's my thing. I was watching on Instagram, just kind of scrolling around. There is a business in town. I don't know what it is. Their whole business model is blindly buying people's trash from Amazon. Like it's like Amazon bins or something, like the stuff that you buy a box sight unseen and then hope you got an iPad in there or something like that. And people lose their minds over this. Like there's a bell that rings. They dump these Amazon boxes into these bins like they're troughing hogs and people just start grabbing and going. How is this woman not done something like this yet? I mean, I know it's going to cut down on the surprise only having fake leather car seat
covers. Yeah, not much of a surprise.
But you don't know that. You don't know. I mean,
it's like Storage Wars.
Yeah, it's just like Storage Wars with Amazon stuff.
Only with leather
stuff.
Seats.
I need to find out. I wish I had the name of these people because I'd plug them. So I really want to go just to experience the insanity. But yeah, people just
Did they get these packages?
I have no clue. I guess they're like the ones that maybe they send and then someone returns them and Amazon's like, we don't want this anymore. It's not even worth
our
time.
Does that happen? Because it sounds like you're describing porch pirates.
It could be porch piracy. I don't know. I mean, honestly, would that make more sense than a $1 billion corporation just saying, who cares? Throw it out the back. Someone should look into this. Maybe we will. Good morning. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Good morning, everyone.
Cracked it. So I figured out why that lady was getting all those packages.
Okay, all right.
The woman that has all the Amazon
hundreds of boxes of leather seat covers. Yeah.
Whether they did it on purpose or it was a complete accident, but they listed that woman's home address as their return address. So everyone who is getting the seat cover and is unhappy with their purchase, which turns out to be a lot of them, they're being sent to her. which is crazy, unfortunate.
That is
and I guess you can't return a return.
Yeah, because what you did is like, it's supposed to come to you, man. Like, you figure it out. Unbelievable.
I guess you start selling them now.
That's what I'm saying. Turn lemons into lemonade.
Hey, yeah, what's trending is next.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Man, no store does more. HEB, I don't know if you saw the news, the H.E. Butt Foundation donated $5 million for Texas flood recovery efforts.
In addition to literally moving an army of humans into the area.
Including their mobile kitchen, which we have poured.
I'll tell you this.
It's crazy.
No hyperbole or anything. That is one of the craziest systems that they have. Mm-hmm. To be able to take these 18-wheelers that are literally industrial kitchens.
The kitchen on wheels.
And get them into a site within like 24.
And the amount of food that they can crank out of that thing.
Yeah. And it's
they don't stop.
Their people at HEB, their entire job is waiting around to take those things out. And I don't know another company that does that, period. It's bonkers.
So their commitment, they gave $2 million to the Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country's Kerr County Flood Relief Fund, which supports the rescue, relief, and recovery efforts in Hunt, Ingram, Kerrville, Centerpoint, and Comfort.
Right.
They also made significant donations to Texas Search and Rescue, the Salvation Army, and I believe the Red Cross.
Goodness.
And this is in addition to a donation drive that's happening in stores and everything that we've already mentioned they're doing on the ground. So, yeah, very, very cool. Also, the Vikings and Chiefs have donated.
I saw this.
To the recovery efforts. Yeah. $500,000.
Wow.
I didn't realize that Clark Hunt, who owns the Chiefs, also owns FC Dallas.
Does he?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
So there was also another $500,000 from Major League Soccer's Texas-based clubs.
Okay.
So that includes FC Dallas, Austin FC, and Houston Dynamo FC.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
And remember, if you'd like to make a donation, you can go to our website, thebullhouston.com. Give to the Salvation Army. There's a direct link there. I actually have an update that we'll get to here in a few minutes.
Really?
From someone who was out there yesterday.
Really?
Working with the Salvation Army. In some really sad country news, you might have heard this. I know it was a rumor before Pat confirmed it, but Pat Green did lose his stepbrother, John Burgess, in the flash floods in Kerr County, Texas. Also, John's wife, Julia Anderson Burgess. They were camping alongside the river with their two young sons when the floodwaters hit. The boys are still missing. Pat said, "My family, like so many others, suffered a heartbreaking and personal loss. We're grieving alongside countless Texans whose lives have been upended by this tragedy." Went on to say, "Right now, we ask for privacy and space as we mourn, support each other, and begin to process what comes next for the family. Thank you for your love, your prayers, and your compassion."
Horrific. Absolutely horrific.
So remember, give what you can, thebullhouston.com.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
An answer in today's Money Minute, which we play every day before 8:30, Hannibal. But which one?
I hope. My favorite Hannibal.
Now you only need to get nine.
That's my Hannibal.
In 60 seconds to win $100, we do it every day. Get signed up to play online now, thebullhouston.com/contests.
If you smell what a jinx is cooking.
Why did it sound that way?
It didn't sound that way yesterday.
That sounded like crap.
What?
Like that. Blah, of course.
Why was my name not in there?
Because it said a jinx instead.
Yeah, a jinx, but it doesn't.
It didn't register.
For some reason in the computer.
Because I don't think it holds up anymore.
Janky.
Well,
no? I think your reign of terror has ended, Fred.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, no. Here, explain. Obviously, yesterday.
Not great.
Our fear is that Sean found a way to tank the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
And if you're, how would he do that? By coming back to the States after a trip in Jamaica where they were on top of base. They were playing nuclear hot baseball.
They were the number one team in a lot of these subjective power rankings that come out every Monday.
And then you just wrote off Cleveland.
Yeah, I did.
I disrespected
every
Cleveland.
Every time we talked about
it. I disrespected Cleveland. That's going to continue. Yeah. The Browns season is going to begin pretty soon.
that's a different story.
It's Cleveland, I think, is more just circumstance and coincidence than anything else. It could have been any team. Now, the level to which I'm getting vitriol from Astro fans.
I know,
now
it's
been,
really gotten ramped it's up gotten in the last 24 up after, hours.
Yeah, it's gotten bad in the last 20. It was bad before. A lot of, go back to Jamaica. Get out of here. Get out of the United States. And I'm like, hey, man, I'm just a guy back from Jamaica who yaps about sports on the radio.
Come on, baseball, though, dude.
Right.
It's baseball. People don't play with baseball.
They don't. So the Astros lose again last night. They lose 4-2 to the Guardians. So let's look at the math here.
Yes.
The hottest team in baseball, the Astros, just got swept at home, where they've been great this year, by what at the time was, the coldest team in baseball. And not the good kind of cold. Like, oh, man, that guy's cold. Like, no. The bad, ice cold, freezing, horrible cold. They weren't, by record, they weren't the worst team in baseball. But by record over the previous 10 days, they were one of the worst teams in the history of baseball.
Mm.
They'd scored 15 runs in 10 days. The Astros have cured the offensive woes for the Cleveland Guardians. They lose 4-2 last night, but here's where it got really bad for me, is that within the first 7 minutes of the game almost starting, Jake Meyers, who is the starting center fielder for the Astros, who's been great this year. He was in the conversation for the All-Star game. He'd missed the previous few games because he left one of the Dodger games this weekend with a calf injury. So he missed Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, Jake's back. We need Jake. There's a lot of minor leaguers in this lineup. Jake is jogging to center field to take his position in the first inning and goes down in a heap with a calf injury that he had to be helped off the field with. This is before the game even started.
Just getting into position.
Just running out there.
Just doing the usual
trot. Yeah, they come back from break on the telecast. I wasn't at the game last night. I was watching it on the TV. They come back from the telecast, and we're getting ready for the first pitch, but we can't because there's five guys, a trainer, Joe Espada. They're all gathered around Jake, who's down on his knees in center field.
Oh,
that's
Lord.
Number one. Then Brandon Walter, the starting pitcher for the Astros, gives up two home runs in the first inning. So you can imagine what it was like for me. And that's really what matters in the whole thing.
But here's our thing. Sean, you weren't there. You were not in attendance.
You don't
so
understand.
How are they still calling you the Jinx?
Because I'm stateside again. I'm back in the United States.
The Jinx is being present in Texas.
The Jinx is being back in Houston.
But you were in Texas for the majority of the season, yes?
Yeah. And
then he left.
And then I left, and they went on a tear.
And then I came back. Was disrupted.
Katie, it's sports. I'm with you. I don't think I'm the problem.
I'm serious. I don't know.
I feel like it got exacerbated last night. Like the height of my powers. Like, oh no. Cleveland scored 17 runs in two nights. Hold my beer. Watch this. And somehow I zapped Jake Meyers' leg. We don't know the severity of the injury yet.
That makes me the calf thing makes
the
me
calf thing. That. Well, we just saw Tyrese Halliburton in the NBA Finals
Achilles.
Try to come back from a calf injury, and 8 minutes into the game,
he's
done for the season next year, a whole year. Yeah, Jake actually did media after the game last night, which is always fun because he's got like 6-word answers and looks so confused at all the questions. When they asked him about this calf injury, he got this look on his face like he was about to give up government secrets or something like that. Literally looked over at an Astros staffer like, should I answer this?
Can I answer about my leg?
And they said, it's probably better you don't. And he's like, okay.
If you smell... Sean!
You better smell what I'm cooking, or I'm going to come in like the Emperor in Star Wars and just zap everybody with lightning bolts out of my hands. That's apparently what my powers
what happens,
are at this
man.
Point.
It happens when you're a jinx.
They better get it together before the Rangers get here this weekend. We can't have any of that.
I
get swept by Cleveland. I can live with that. Yeah. But the Rangers coming into town and doing you?
People will forget Cleveland.
Yeah, it's a long season.
Different. All right, we'll talk to you in a bit.
All right, sounds good.
Frito, Katie, a day of distinction for McDonald's. As the this is snack wrap day, I believe.
That's right. You know, I saw online, because he didn't bother telling us, that our friend and coworker,
this came as a complete
Nick Russo,
shock,
is so excited about the snack wrap that he is going to the McDonald's on Kirby.
Or yes!
I guess there's probably many on Kirby, but one of the McDonald's on Kirby. And ringing in the snack wrap
to be present,
with all of you.
To be present for
so
those
you
first
can get
wraps.
The first taste. Yeah. They're doing giveaways. I think they're even doing like photos with Grimace. Is it 5210 Kirby? Why does that sound familiar to me?
I'm gonna guess that's
something like that.
You'll see
on our Facebook page.
You'll see the action. Search 100.3 the bowl.
Like, is he doing call-ins with us? Like, should we know about this?
I got our open phone lines. If he wants to jump on, we've got McDonald's related content. Just talking Happy Meals toys all week.
That's right.
You know?
Because we have Hot Wheels, Monster Trucks Live,
yes.
Toyota Center. July 19th and 20th, the first time ever that this show has gone to Toyota Center.
Wildly true, but...
It's a glow-in-the-dark affair. There's like a stunt show. I mean, this is going to be a hell of a time if you got kids.
Very much so.
We got 4 packs up for grabs, and all you have to do is take yourself back a few years.
Yeah.
When Happy Meals toys were good.
So we're going to give you 3 trivia questions about McDonald's Happy Meals toys from the past. You get 2 out of the 3 right. Boom. Hot Wheels Live. You are on your way.
Shout out to Toyota Center for giving us these.
Now.
So exciting.
If you want to play, start dialing 713-881-5500. We'll get you guys on the phone next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull.
Not one snack wrap conveyed to your boys. Not a single one.
Oh, you mean
one.
You're not getting one?
Well, I can go buy one, but like, yeah.
What, not the same?
No, you know what? You're right. He might bring one. He might bring a box
the
back.
The best tasting snack wrap is the free snack.
That is the... All right, let's get back to business. This is about Hot Wheels live at the Toyota Center. It just happens to be using Happy Meals trivia to give these things away. So let's get cracking. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Valerie.
Valerie, are you ready to journey into the past?
I think so.
The wonderful world of your childhood where you'd roll through a McDonald's, your parents would lob you back that box, and it would have fries in it. That was always nice.
Overflowing with fries.
Yeah. Maybe
now
some
the
McNugs,
fries are real small.
Maybe a cheese, but always.
Definitely no apple slices.
Always a toy. That
yeah,
made
definitely
sense.
No apple slices.
No apples.
Like, can you imagine 90s kids being handed
apple slices? What do I do with it?
Take me to Burger King. All right, let's get started. Three questions. You got to get two out of the three correct. Let's do the dang thing.
First up. While no one really remembers the animated show, these 1996 fairy dolls gained popularity as one of the more fun and potentially dangerous Happy Meals toys.
Oh.
They clipped into a base, and when you pulled a string, they'd spread their wings and launch, spinning up into the air. Many a sibling got whacked in the face by these bad boys.
Yes.
What were they?
I'm going to call them spinning fairies, which I know that's not true.
Oh, but that is a good guess.
Yeah. Okay. 0-for-1. You can miss one.
Yeah.
You can miss one.
Here we go. How about this one? Good grief. McDonald's launched a set of toys to commemorate this character's 50th birthday in the year 2000. These little canine keepsakes are highly sought after by collectors around the globe to this day.
Mm.
What character?
Okay, say that one more time.
Good grief. McDonald's launched a set of toys to commemorate this character's 50th birthday in the year 2000. These little canine keepsakes are highly sought after by collectors around the globe.
Goofy stuff?
Goofy stuff is incorrect.
Not Goofy stuff.
Great guess. Gosh. Good guess, though. That's all right. Better luck next time. Frito and Katie, who's this?
This is Callie.
Callie, let's go. First question this morning.
Okay, Callie. While no one really remembers the animated show, these 1996 fairy dolls gained popularity as one of the more fun and potentially dangerous Happy Meals toys. They clipped into a base. When you pulled a string, they'd spread their wings and launch, spinning up into the air. A lot of kids got whacked in the face, mostly your siblings.
So many.
What were they? They were real toys, but also they had the miniature version in the Happy Meals.
Because that's the only thing in my mind right now.
Wings. Incorrect.
All right.
Kind of a tricky one.
Next question.
How about this one? Good grief. McDonald's launched a set of toys to commemorate this character's 50th birthday in the year 2000. These little canine keepsakes are highly sought after by collectors around the globe.
Snoopy.
Not Goofy.
Did she say, did you...
Snoopy?
Oh, I heard Goofy.
Yeah, I heard Goofy.
Snoopy is correct.
So there we go.
Snoopy is correct.
There we go.
Okay, now for the win. These 1987 toys were mini Big Macs, fries, McNuggets, milkshakes, Egg McMuffins, and quarter pounders that transformed into tiny robots.
Oh, Lord.
They were known as what?
Oh, no.
Or I will take as another potential answer, they were promoting what?
Yeah.
Transformers.
They were the McRobots or the Changeables?
I think it was Changeables, wasn't it? It was
for Transformers,
which is why
obviously they were Transformers.
Yeah, they were great. They were absolutely great. And you're great. And you're going to Hot Wheels Live because you were able to knock this thing out of the park today. How's that sound?
Cool.
Now, the first answer, for those of y'all playing along at home.
Yes.
Sky Dancers.
It was Sky Dancers.
Do you remember Sky Dancers?
Oh, my word. I couldn't come up with the name
those
in my head.
Those things got really high.
Yeah. My sister used to have them, and she'd fire them off the first story.
Quite literally, they'd poke your eye out, which is probably why they are no longer on the market.
It was a projectile. It was a missile that was coming at you.
I don't want to say their hair, it was in ponytails, too, so it was
terrifying when that thing's flying your way.
Just like a pointed piece of plastic. If you were not lucky enough to get through the phones, remember, you can get half-off kid tickets for Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live at toyotacenter.com.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Morning, Duncan. Bummer about you and Marcy.
Good morning. I don't know, man. life is just like, it really is a way of making things a lot harder than it needs to be. You know what I mean?
All right. So long story short, Marcy's your girlfriend and she lost her job.
Yeah, so it is kind of a wild story.
How wild?
Well, it's nothing that she did. I mean, she's worked there pretty much forever, like right as soon as she got out of high school.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
What does she do?
Well, she's a receptionist.
Okay. All right. So how did this go bad?
Okay. So basically, the company just kind of crashed and burned, but it didn't come out of nowhere. Marcy knew things were headed downhill, but she didn't do anything about it.
Well, what was she supposed to do? Like, save the company?
No, but I mean, you know, she could start looking for another job.
Oh.
You know, I told her she needed to start thinking about the future. And I don't know, you know, if she thought that things would turn around with the company or whatever. But either way, you know, they let everybody at the company go a couple months ago. And between that and moving in together, it's just been kind of rough.
Oh, wow. Okay. Y'all just moved in together?
Yeah. Which, you know, I wasn't planning on paying all of the bills, but here I am, and that's what I'm doing.
All right. Well, with all that said, what are we trying to help you with today?
I don't really know, because she's been getting on me to, like, help her with her job search. She says I'm not helping her enough.
All right.
What kind of help is she looking for?
Good question.
We are not hiring.
Yeah. That's a good question, because I'm not really sure. I'm a CPA. I've had a few different jobs. And I guess maybe she thinks, like, I have some skills to, like, magically get a job out of thin air.
Okay.
But, you know, I told her it's not how it works. You know, I did things like I proofread her resume for her. You know, I've sent her some listings for jobs online. But for some reason, she thinks that I should be doing more. And, you know, it's caused a few fights recently. And I just don't know about it. And I thought maybe you guys had some advice.
Yeah, I guess we're not really sure what she wants you to do. It sounds like you're being helpful. As much as you can.
You have a job.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I don't know if she's just frustrated and lashing out because I'm there, but you know, your guess is as good as mine.
She's frustrated.
Yeah.
Do you think she'd talk about it? Like, if we called her, do you think she would jump on for a few minutes? Maybe she could pitch herself.
See, that could be very useful. Very, very useful.
It's like an audio resume.
Right.
There you go. I don't see why not. I mean, we can try it out.
I like the amount of options we have.
Someone else has got to be hiring. That's all I'm thinking.
Look, we'll try to get her on the phone and go from there. We'll talk to Marcy next on Frito.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so Duncan and Marcy are dating.
Yeah.
Have been for some time. I mean, they moved in together.
Gotta
be pretty serious.
Yeah.
Marcy lost her job.
Bummer.
She saw it coming, or they knew it was coming, or something. And
right.
Duncan feels she should have been looking the entire time.
I get it.
For the replacement, but for whatever reason, she wasn't. So now she is on the job hunt, and she doesn't think that Duncan is being supportive enough.
Mm-hmm.
He's not helping her enough.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really know what that means.
No.
So we'd like to give her the opportunity to A, explain, and B, pitch herself.
I think that's
maybe,
a great idea.
To other possible employers. And I think we've got her on the line. Hey, is this Marcy?
Yep. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good. Good. Thanks for jumping on with us. So Duncan emailed us, Marcy, and said there's a little tension, you know, some frustration between y'all, because you think he could be more helpful maybe with your current job search. Is that what's happening?
Oh yeah, that's exactly what's happening. And I don't think that he could. I know that he could.
Okay.
I 100% know that he could. It's really frustrating because I've asked him several times for his help, and he's just dropping the ball.
Okay.
I don't know how else to put it.
Excuse me. I don't think that I'm dropping the ball, Marcy. It is your job. I just can't get you a job. That's not how this works.
Really? Really? Because that's not how Brandon put it. So
Brandon.
Oh, no.
Who's Brandon?
Yeah, Brandon is like his best friend at work.
I'm sorry. What does Brandon have to do with anything?
Oh, Brandon just told me, you know, about the little receptionist job that you guys just filled. He was really surprised that I hadn't applied, since it's literally what I do.
Duncan, Did you guys just hire a new receptionist?
Yes, we did. But
Notice how he was all mad and indignant, and then he now he got really quiet. Yeah, I didn't even apply for the job because guess what? No one told me that my boyfriend's office was hiring for literally the job that I do and the thing that I'm really good at. Like, do you just hate me or something? You want me to be a trad wife and just stay at home and cooking and cleaning and barefoot and pregnant, or what is this?
Okay, all right. It's not like that.
Okay, well, then you tell me what it is like then. How about that?
I don't think it's a good idea for us to work together, you know, because both of us at the same company, that seems like a really bad idea to me.
What the hell? Like, why? Why would that be a bad idea?
Good carpool.
Marcy, listen.
Right?
Yeah, part of the problem. All right, so we just moved in together. All right, you and I are now adjusting to this, new life, and then you're going to add on top of that commuting together every day, being together for all of our working day.
Right.
I don't know. It just kind of also feels a little skeezy to,
to help your girlfriend get a job at your company.
Well, yes, that's what I mean. Right? Am I missing something here?
Yeah, you are. You didn't even tell me there was an opening. You didn't even give me the option. We could have had this conversation before I got the job.
I don't think I did anything wrong, and I'm not trying to be an but I have
you
concerns.
Are, though.
This is my job. It's where I work. Am I really off base here? Doesn't anyone else think that this is a bad idea?
Let's get some opinions.
I think this was a bad idea.
This could have been, but...
I hope you've got a full day, Duncan.
I do wonder if people think you were in the wrong here. Either way, guys, good luck with all of this, and thank you for taking the time with us today.
Do something very nice for dinner. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
I see exactly where he's coming from.
Do you?
I 100% do. That's a lot, bro. It's a lot to all of
in
a
this
sudden.
This economy?
I might be wrong along with him.
You're worried about what, awkward lunches? She's worried about paying rent.
I don't know. Again.
Let's prioritize.
713-881-5500. Who's right here? We'll talk to you coming up.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Duncan doesn't want to work with his girlfriend, Marcy.
He doesn't want to work with Marcy.
What it boils down to.
Well, no.
Didn't tell her about a job opening, even though she's actively looking for employment.
Correct.
And that is what she does.
Correct.
He just said, you know what? Might be too awkward.
At his off, let's see what you guys think.
Mm-mm.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Jesus.
Jesus, what are your thoughts?
Yeah. So I work with my now wife, but we work in two separate areas. I mean, for me, I think it's perfect because we work in two separate departments. She's a nurse, I'm a maintenance man, and it's wonderful having lunch with her. I mean, if you really want to be with the person you're with, you're going to have a great time no matter what.
Yes.
Really, I guess he needs to identify whether or not he really wants to be with her.
Well, I you don't think that it might throw off his chi in this office?
How?
Having his girlfriend.
No, that's just it, though. I think really what it is does he want to be with her or not?
Yes.
If you want to be with the person you want to be with, then you don't mind being with her all day.
Your life at work.
Yes, you
right?
do.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you're just talking about occasionally crossing paths. This is an office, sir, not a submarine.
right.
It's not that close of quarters. You're going to be okay.
No,
He does his thing, she does her thing.
Yes.
I mean,
and all your bills get paid.
A boys club in it all. There's a boys club in it all, and you probably don't want her to be a part of that boys club and know that hey, we're going out for drinks versus oh, I had to stay late.
Yeah, what is it that he's doing or they're talking about? Now I got questions.
Now we got all kinds of suspicions. Hey, Seuss, thank you, sir. Frito Katie, good morning. All right, you're up. What do you think?
First of all, why is she talking to Brandon?
I think maybe Brandon reached out.
Well, he was as friends do, hey, you know, why didn't you apply for this thing? We were hiring. I mean, I could see that happening, you know?
But that is a good question.
Why is she talking to Brandon?
How did that come up?
Yeah, why is Brandon? Brandon, why is Brandon so eager to get her in the building then? You know?
Right.
I just, drama. All,
you know what? Second of all, she just needs to do what she needs to do to get a job. Quit being lazy.
You think it's a lazy
or
thing?
Or maybe she's being too picky.
You think? I mean, I do. I get wanting an assist. I get it. I think it's a little much to ask.
You assist. Exactly. You assist in helping somebody do their resume.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe her job to do.
To find the job.
And again, I think, again, if he wanted to put that in front of her and say, you know what we could do? You could apply to this job over here. I'm putting in a good word for you. I got you covered. That's great.
Well, that was the part he thought was sketchy.
Because it is.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to work with her either.
But it is sketchy. You get to her other applicants, and all of a sudden it's like, well, you know, my girlfriend needs a job. And you know, that's a little gross. But anyway.
It's not that it's gross, but what if they don't work out?
Then you're that is the ultimate.
Then you're stuck looking at her.
There is no ring. Now, they already live together, which, you know, but there is no ring. So, yeah, if it falls apart, you can't get out of that, dude. But now you got to go find another job. Just things to consider. Hey, thank you so much.
Who gets Brandon?
Oh, you're welcome.
Bigger question.
713-881-5500 if you want to weigh in. Frito and Katie, 713-881-5500. Marcy needs a job. There was a job that Duncan had available at his office doing exactly what she did. She's a receptionist. He opted just to not bring it up. Brandon opted to let her know about it. And now we have strife in the home. Should we? Frito and Katie, go ahead. What do you think?
Frito, this is such a bad idea on so many levels.
Working together?
Working together, living together. To have a decent relationship, you have to have a break from each other.
Some separation. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
I think that's important because, like, again, you're spending a lot of time at home together. You do need, like, I think that's important. Not to say you have to have that. If it works out great for both people, like, you know what, I like being together with you all of the time. Now, hey, so be it. But if, you know, it can be a problem.
What happens if this is a new relationship? What happens if something happens and they break up?
No, I think it's a huge problem because then someone has to find a new job.
Wouldn't the apartment be the bigger issue? I mean, they're living together.
Yeah, but you can... Hey, if you break up,
you can always separate and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
But if you're working together, that's a whole different ball game.
I guess I'm thinking, and it would depend on what kind of office environment they have.
Right.
But he said he was a CPA, so it could either be a very large operation or a very, very small operation.
Right.
So if it's on the larger side, are they really crossing paths all that frequently?
Yeah, how much time are you really going to bump into them? And that does factor into it. I mean,
like if you were working on the same project, that'd be different.
I'm a truck driver, and my wife lived on the truck with me for 3 years.
Whoa.
How did that go?
We definitely had our shaky points.
I imagine you did.
But you're both still standing?
Barely, but we stood the test.
So, but it was difficult. It was something you should definitely think through.
But that's constant togetherness.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the opposite side of the spectrum, dude.
Yeah,
you can't get closer than that.
Well, we were also married too. So that's
a little more skin in the game too.
I think that's all stuff to take into consideration.
Wow.
Thank you so much, Frito and Katie. Good morning. What do you think?
I wanted to leave a message for Marcy this morning.
Yes, please.
Looking for a receptionist job.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Yes, we are looking for a receptionist at my company.
Oh!
Are you? Okay, well, hang on the line.
Don't go anywhere.
We'll grab your info here in just a second, okay?
We'll be right back with you. Hang on. Okay.
Do you also have a brother or a cousin or... Maybe someone else she could date.
Kidding.
Just kidding, Duncan. Just kidding.
Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Thank you all for waking up with us this morning.
I'm so sorry. I got distracted. I was going to share a post from someone who was down in Kerrville.
Okay,
working with the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
For those wanting to volunteer in the recovery efforts in Kerrville, this was my experience. I called the phone number for Salvation Army in Kerrville because that is who Kerrville is partnering with to handle donations and distributions.
Yes.
That number is listed 830-465-4797, which I will post this entire post to our website at thebullhouston.com.
Beautiful.
I kept calling until I got somebody on the line. She directed me to a website to register to volunteer at tcr.communityos.org. Okay. Husband and I both filled out the info online. Took about 5 minutes. Make sure to register first with a designated time slot so locations are not overwhelmed by too many volunteers.
Good point. That's important. Yeah, very important.
We went to the Salvation Army site at 855 Hay Street in Kerrville, parked along the road in front of the building, met the volunteer coordinator. She put us to work immediately filling bins and bags with items local residents or businesses had requested for cleanup efforts, then asked us to deliver the items from the Hay Street location to their distribution site at West City Church, about 10 minutes away. That's where the first responders and search parties were coming to get supplies.
Right.
The Salvation Army trailer at West City Church was handing out everything from free shovels and rakes to sunscreen, bug spray, food, liquid IV, and water. They say they made 4 to 5 trips back and forth during the day, ran to Walmart for items that were requested that were not donated. This was interesting. She said cooling towels and sewing kits, and the sewing kits were to repair clothing that's getting torn in the rescue efforts.
Yes.
The Salvation Army is doing a fantastic job organizing volunteers and donations. The donations from the community and the businesses in Texas are overwhelming. Absolutely amazing, she says. And she also mentions if you are wanting to come down, you know, maybe do some things to help out, like bring your own water.
Yeah.
You know, make sure to wear a hat.
You want your supplies.
A belt or something
for
lifting heavy objects.
Oh, like a weight belt.
Think that's something that you might need.
Okay.
Yeah, because people are getting asked to do various things depending on ability.
Yes.
She also said Mercy chefs are there. They're doing free dinners prepared in the West City Church in Kerrville, and those are free meals to all of the volunteers. And said it's a great experience. I mean, obviously a very tragic thing, but so many people coming together and working for their neighbors is a great experience.
I have no doubt this is going to be a big thing this weekend.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people are probably making plans. I think that's important to remember. Make sure you reserve a time. You don't want to do something
to
overwhelm the system, but just you know, if you have a place to go, people that are going. I mean, I know that a lot of people are going to make their way out to the Hill Country to do what they can.
So, like I said, I'll post that along with that website and that phone number, and you can always donate as well. We've got the direct link to the Salvation Army at thebullhouston.com.
Trending next.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
I was just reading that post from someone who had just volunteered out in Kerrville.
Yeah.
And she mentioned that one item people are really in need of are little sewing kits.
Yes.
Because clothing is getting ripped up and snagged throughout the rescue efforts. And so if you happen to have any of these materials, they're looking for them with the Salvation Army. And someone texted in that they actually had a lot of promotional sewing kits.
Really?
Like from back in the day, I guess. Maybe like extended stay hotels.
Okay, yeah.
Like your little shampoo, yeah, your little conditioner, and also sewing kit.
That is where you'd find a lot of those. And you, if you happen to have access to them, that I don't think you're going to find a better use for them than that.
No.
And as we know, they are. That is one of the things that people will not necessarily think about.
No, I wouldn't have.
Never in 1,000 years.
No. So let's go over some new donations that I have seen.
Yes, please.
Coming through. Now, that doesn't mean they just made them, but again, that I kind of just stumbled across them.
Mm.
Our friend Kendra Scott announced a donation to the Kerr County Flood Relief Fund, aiming to help families and communities. She is based in Texas.
Yeah.
Texas is our home. We stand with our neighbors during this difficult time.
Hell yeah.
Devastated by the recent flooding in Kerrville and throughout Central Texas and the heartbreaking and unimaginable loss experienced by so many. In addition to the monetary donation, their company's foundation announced that it's going to donate 100% of the proceeds from all sales of their Everline bracelet.
Okay.
So you can check that out. I think it's 50 some odd bucks off the top of my head, but they have it in multiple colors. I know that. And it's available on their website, kinderscott.com. Also, we have got Raising Cane's.
Raising Cane's?
Raising Cane's. Todd Graves. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers donated $1 million to flood relief efforts. Mm. They are working with the American Red Cross, providing critical care in the Texas Hill Country in the aftermath of the floods and things.
Wow.
Well done, Todd Graves.
Man, yeah, love that.
We mentioned a lot of the sports teams earlier this morning. Shiner Beer also on this list, contributing right. $100,000 to the Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country. AT&T kicking in $200,000. Verizon, $100,000 to Texas Search and Rescue to aid in search, rescue, and recovery efforts. The Verizon Frontline Crisis Response Team also provided low-Earth satellite devices to the area to aid in drone search.
Amazing.
And I saw NASA was getting involved as well.
NASA's got some, and I think a lot of this stuff does come to even the technical stuff. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of these companies that have, hey, look, we can do this and make it easier for you guys to do your job on the ground, which is incredible.
And both Verizon and AT&T are waiving call, text, and data usage incurred around the time of the flash floods and the weeks after.
Beautiful.
According to the companies. Toyota, Plano-based Toyota, will donate a combined $600,000 to flood relief efforts through the Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country's Kerr County Flood Relief Fund. They just announced that this week. NRG and Reliant made an initial commitment of $500,000 for disaster relief. That came out yesterday. Companies are also offering a triple match for employee donations.
Really? Really? Love that.
And I love this. Some Houston restaurants I want to shout out.
Oh, this is good. Yeah, because there are a lot of the individual business. We want to hear more of these.
Yes,
if you have them, text us or call us.
If you know of them,
yeah.
Yes, please text it in. Same as the phone number, 713-881-5500. Rainbow Lodge off Ella, dedicating its Wild Game Burger Friday to support those affected.
Oh.
So $3 from each burger will be donated to the Kerr County Flood Relief Fund.
Okay.
Mutiny in the Heights, they're donating $1 for every glass of wine sold. $5 for every bottle of wine sold and $75 for every case of wine sold.
Wow.
Now through Sunday, Traveler's Table off Westheimer and Traveler's Cart off Montrose will be donating $1 from every entree to the Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country.
Goodness.
So those are, again, just a few that I have seen
Lord,
this morning.
Great work, guys.
So get us any and all updates to our text line, please. And a quick country story to round us out. Anything Dolly Parton touches turns to gold, or in this case, a number one hit.
What?
Remember when we talked
what
about
song?
Dolly
no,
and Motley
it's,
Crue?
No, it's not. Home Sweet Home, the Home Sweet Home collab.
It is now number one.
It's number one.
On the rock charts.
Son of a biscuit.
And the new version will be featured on their new album, From the Beginning, which will be released on September 12th. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Good morning, Corey. Are you ready to tackle this challenge today?
Let's go.
All right. So remember, 10 questions. You're trying to get them all correct in 60 seconds. You can pass on any of the questions. Say pass. And if we have time at the end, we will come around to your passes. You just can't change an answer once you give it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And, Katie, are we ready?
Ooh, we're ready.
If you smile!
clearly, I am not ready. There
okay,
we go.
Okay, here we go. 11 times 11 is what?
110.
What mythical creature is said to breathe fire and often guards treasure?
A dragon?
What U.S. government department was created in the wake of the attacks on September 11th?
Pass.
What is the largest mammal in North America?
An elephant.
What U.S. president pardoned all Vietnam War draft dodgers on his first full day in office?
Pass.
What is the name of the team Ted Lasso coaches on Ted Lasso?
I have no idea. Pass.
What general from Carthage led his army across the Alps with a contingent of elephants?
Pass.
How many championships do the Houston Rockets have?
12.
Oh. Emperor Kuzco turns into what animal in The Emperor's New Groove?
Got an answer?
A llama?
Yes, he does.
Nailed it.
Llama, llama, llama.
Walking away on a high note. Love to see it. How does she do?
Let's go over those answers.
Yes.
11 times 11. Not 110.
Not 110.
121.
That's right. Yeah, because the ones. Yeah.
121.
Yeah.
What mythical creature said to breathe fire and guards treasure?
A dragon.
A dragon.
Yeah, a dragon.
You said dragon, but I'm just going over it.
Okay, so. Okay. No, you nailed it. Nailed it.
What U.S. government department was created in the wake of the attacks on September 11th?
Homeland Security.
Homeland Security.
Yeah.
What is the largest mammal in North America?
Blue whale. I guess not technically in North America.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, you said elephant.
There's an elephant here.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to give that to you.
Take the points.
I'm going to give that to you.
Take the points.
I didn't say native or nothing. Mm-hmm. So I was looking for bison, but elephant.
Okay.
Happily accepted. What U.S. president pardoned Vietnam draft dodgers on his first full day in office?
Yeah.
Second day, first full day.
Yeah.
What is the name of the team Ted Lasso coaches?
Don't know. Never saw it.
I don't think you watched it. Yeah. No. AFC Richmond.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What general from Carthage led his army across the Alps with a contingent of elephants?
Alexander the Great. No.
Hannibal.
Hannibal. Ah, dang it.
How many championships do the Rockets have?
Not 12.
There is a two in
wish.
It.
Just two. Great
and
work.
Llama. Llama.
Sign up again, thebullusa.com/contest. Frito, Katie, 100.3, The Bull. By the way, our phone number, 713-881-5500. You will need that because we know it's July. That doesn't mean we can't celebrate Christmas in July because we got the Space Cowboys. And they got some action happening at a Constellation Field.
They do. July 18th, to be exact. It's their first game out of the All-Star break. And they're doing it up big. They're going to have holiday lights. They're going to have post-game fireworks. They've got a tacky Christmas sweater jersey giveaway.
I know.
And this is in addition to great baseball.
I know. And we're celebrating this week by playing some Christmas-themed games. And this will be the debut of one of our favorite, not only Christmas-themed games.
But games in particular.
Games in particular. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for...
Know Your Home! We are going to play clips from famous Christmas movies and famous Christmas Santas.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to name the film.
That's it. That's all there is to it.
Don't necessarily have to know the actor, though. Bonus points if you do.
Yep. I would hope you know some of the actors because they're very notable ones in these clips. But yeah, if you love your Christmas movies, this is the game for you. 713-881-5500. We will give you three clips from movies. Just identify two out of the three, and you're on your way to Christmas in July out of Constellation Field. Call us. We'll get our contestants on the phone next. Thank God you're here because you get to experience our very first play of
Know Your Home. A little out of season, but that's all right. This is simply Christmas movie based. If you like Christmas movies, you think you can identify clips from Christmas movies, this is the game for you.
Certainly is. Frito and Katie, Merry Christmas in July. Who's this?
Sarah,
let's go. It's time for
Know Your Home. So you're just going to listen to three different clips, Sarah, and you are going to try and identify the movie from which they came, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Movie number one today.
I'm going to deck your halls, bub.
Not only do I know the Santa, I can tell you exactly who that is.
Don't need to identify the
No, you don't. Just the movie.
I did not hear it.
Okay, we're going to play it again.
I'm going to deck your halls, bub.
It's quick. I'm going to deck your halls, bub.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Okay, that's fine.
That one's kind of a tricky one.
But I think one to miss.
I think you should be good on these next two. Fingers crossed.
All right, next movie this morning.
I mean, Kate, it's like wave your hand and Jedi mind trick the cops.
I'm Santa Claus, Teddy, not Yoda.
Oh, my God. I love Christmas movies. How do I not know any of these?
Listen closely.
Yeah. This is an elite Santa, by the way.
I mean, Kate, it's like wave your hand and Jedi mind trick the cops.
I'm Santa Claus, Teddy, not Yoda.
A newer offering in Christmas movies. Not new, but newer.
God.
Snake Plissken is Santa Claus.
I mean, Kate, it's like wave your hand and Jedi mind trick the cops.
I'm Santa Claus, Teddy, not Yoda.
Sounds so familiar. I don't know.
Do you want to hazard a guess?
Yeah, throw out a Christmas movie.
Like one of the new Santa Claus Christmas Chronicles or something.
Maybe say that last part as a definitive answer?
The Christmas Chronicles.
She's got it.
Kurt Russell,
the Christmas
baby.
Chronicles.
Kurt Russell. Finally, arguably the best Santa. I some would say.
The best. The best.
Merry Christmas to all. And to all a good night. When I wake up, I'm getting a CAT scan.
Okay, Sarah. Name the movie.
I don't know. Santa Claus.
What is this? I don't know. And then throwing out the correct answer. Really downplaying our skills here.
Are you punking us here? What's going on?
Of course, that's Tim Allen.
Yes, Tim Allen. The Santa Claus. And you are a champion this morning in Know Your Ho. By the way, the first ho this morning, that would be...
Jingle All the Way.
Correct. Jingle All the Way. And that would be The Big Show. In one of his two cinematic roles, Captain Insano and Santa Claus number 23. Just you know, just so y'all know
what
I know.
So, Sarah, you've won a 4-pack of tickets to Christmas in July at a Consolation Field. Going to be a great night of baseball and holiday-themed things, including some really sweet, tacky sweater jerseys that they've got.
They're bringing the heat with the merch.
I'm still not sure how, but you got to get in there early. Get your hands on one or five of those, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right, hang on the line. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull.
If you smell...
Sean
is cooking.
Sean's back because, for a few reasons, one of which we need an update on whether or not you've been banned from the elite seats. In the Diamond Club.
No, I texted with my friend Joe yesterday. Well, actually, I don't know.
Did he respond?
He did, yeah. I sent him a thank you text for the seats. He texted me back, said, glad you guys had a great time. Too bad Josh Hader, you know, couldn't hold it down in the 10th inning. And I volunteered in the next text, the information that I had been there at Hunter Brown's two worst starts of the last year, and that one was in Minnesota. Like, it wasn't even like they were both here. I traveled to Minnesota and jinxed the hell out of Hunter Brown. So I jokingly text that back to him. And so I don't think I'm banned, but I, like, the final text was me saying, boy, you better look at the pitching probables next time before you invite me. You better do that.
Yeah,
and there's never been a reply since. So maybe Joe's taking that under consideration.
Can I ask you about a completely unrelated issue?
Let's play, please. I'm taking 4 hours of heat over there on Sports Radio 610.
Is Tom Brady dating the woman from Modern Family?
Oh, Sophia Vergara?
I don't know.
Tom Brady is, Tom Brady divorced a couple of years ago. Yeah. His wife was cheating on him with the jiu-jitsu instructor.
Do we have to say that part out? Like, yes, that's accurate.
It's true.
Very accurate.
I mean, Tom Brady was in a bad place a few years ago.
He was.
And now Tom Brady is divorced. And as many divorced people will tell you, you know, once there can be a... Lovie Smith used to be the head coach of the Texans a few years ago, and he would sometimes say when they moved on from a player or a coach, he would say, sometimes divorce is a good thing. And sometimes divorce is a good thing, and it appears to be agreeing with Tom Brady. He signs a $37 million a year contract with Fox,
right?
To be a
massive color analyst, massive
contract
just to show up.
Bought a sliver of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty active with them.
Yeah.
But right, that's a license to print money, being an owner or even a partial owner of an NFL team. And now, so he's at Jeff Bezos' wedding. In overseas, I think in Italy somewhere.
Yes, see, we covered this part.
Yeah, with Sonny Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney.
He was talking to Sydney Sweeney at the reception, sitting with her. He was spotted on a boat that weekend with Kate Hudson and Dakota Johnson, the three of them out there, you know, in their skinny little outfits on a yacht hanging out. And now he's back in the States. And he's out to dinner with Sophia Vergara, and apparently the story on TMZ yesterday was that the two are not dating, but they're just hanging out.
Have you ever met Tom?
I've never met Tom.
Okay, do you know anyone that has met Tom?
Oh, no. I did a show with Ted Johnson for 5 years.
Hey,
Ted played with Tom, and you guys know we have Nick Caserio on our show once every three weeks.
Yeah.
He was in the building for the entire Brady era.
Does he have, like, because I look at this guy as a guy who does not necessarily have the riz. I get greatest of all time, Katie.
Yeah.
Yeah. How? Like, just is it the money?
Brady?
What is?
Well, I say this as a happily married man.
Right.
He's a very handsome fellow. He's a good looking guy. You saying how is he getting all? Like,
yeah.
How,
yeah.
You think he's boring?
I think he's extremely boring.
That's a positive.
Mind-numbingly.
Really? Well, look at the people that make headlines for being eccentric.
Right. You're not going to have some wild... there's no risk.
Exactly.
There's no risk.
I mean, that to me says he's... I use this word in a different way, but more normal?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's not normal at all.
Derek Jeter, normal? See, this is what I was talking about on our show yesterday with it. This is like the reverse Derek Jeter. Remember Derek Jeter, shortstop of the Yankees, who when he was a player,
prolific,
but one of the most boring people of all time.
Yeah,
they seem to like that. So,
yeah,
now he
killed with the ladies too.
Now Derek's like me; he's bald and paunchy and married. You know, Brady went through the married phase, and now he's just tearing through everything in his 40s and 50s. I think the one thing that gets told to me about Tom Brady by people who know him,
mm-hmm.
that Katie, you can tell me if you find this attractive. He is the most competitive person of all time.
Yep, love it.
Wow.
The most competitive person ever. He did that thing.
I'm not surprised by that.
They had that Fanatics Fest a couple of weeks ago where all the athletes converged on one spot, and they had this big competition.
This giant freak show.
They had a big competition of all these different events, like a decathlon of different like throwing events. And it was 50 athletes, 50 fans, all in a big stew of 100 people with a scoring system.
Tom was not willing to lose.
Tom won.
Yeah, yeah.
He was number one out of 100.
Probably trained for
it.
And I texted that to Nick Caserio, the GM, and he just texted me back, most competitive person on the planet. Hands down, Tom Brady. That's a yes, Katie? Wow. That's an attractive trait.
Oh, I'm also a very competitive person.
I know you are. It vibes with you.
That
yeah,
seems like that would be a problem.
So long as you're not competing. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Right.
No, he is.
You're not going to be playing. You're not going to be playing football against him.
I mean, life's a competition, but not everything.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
So are we thumbs up or thumbs down on a Tom Brady Sophia Vergara pair?
So long as he keeps his money, because she has publicly said she doesn't want.
She don't want a broke man. No,
yeah,
I don't think he's going to run out.
She makes less money than she does.
I don't think she's going to run out. But yeah, she don't want a broke man.
Yeah, Tom makes more money than she does.
He's
pretty comfortable with that.
Sean, like,
Tom makes at least $37 million yapping about football
for a couple of games.
We
now.
Know that he makes at least $37 million a year. I'm assuming his investments are doing okay too,
Sean,
considering one of them is an NFL team.
Sean, thank you so much, man.
Thank you, guys.
Frito, Katie, Nick Russo on the bowl,
or Patricia Russo.
Nick, are you?
Hey.
An honest question, my man. Are you still on
the family plan?
Yeah.
Actually, I am. Don't judge me. All right.
No judgment.
I'm an only child.
No judgment. No.
I wouldn't.
The more numbers,
exactly.
The more you save.
I'm not trying to catch another bill either. You might be helping mom out, you know.
It's cheaper for all of us.
So I got to say, like, I understand, like, we're kind of tied to the studio. I'm a little bit butthurt that we've been doing McDonald's content all week.
And we had no idea that this was happening.
No clue you were going to be out there for Snack Wrap Day.
Last night.
Yeah.
This is the worst kept secret of all time. The Snack Wrap is back, y'all. It's been 10 years, and they brought me out so I could be one of the first people in Houston to try it. We're here at 4920 Kirby Drive.
Okay.
At 10:30, it's going to be available everywhere permanently. The Snack Wrap is back, and I told you guys I was going to taste test it.
Yes.
I finished the ranch, not the spicy chicken. Not that the spicy chicken wasn't awesome, because that's one of my favorite flavors of all time.
Yeah.
But the ranch was perfect. And the line's been crazy here all day. So we had Grimace. We've been passing out prizes and just hanging out, man.
Do we get some Grimace content online? Grimace is a personal favorite of mine.
Grimace is very soft spoken. Very facial oriented. That could be it.
Isn't that his character?
I think that's what he is.
He's his taste bud? I had no idea.
That
makes perfect sense.
Anyway, sorry, not to derail this.
But Grimace is here. If you spin the wheel for prizes, it's a good time. And yes, Grimace content will be on our Facebook and Instagram in just a bit. The Bull Houston.
Did you have any snack? Have you ever had a Snack Wrap before this? Hold up to the old? Is there any twists, any changes?
The Snack
any
Wraps
mods?
Of your youth.
Yeah, exactly.
You may find this hard to believe, guys, but I've spent a lot of time on the dollar menu at McDonald's in my life. I can make my way through that thing. Like, I can weave in and out. You give me $4 and I can get you a full meal just about.
See, I was thinking it was your advanced palate that got you out there this morning, but no, it's your lifetime love of McDonald's.
Oh my word. Well, yeah, I mean, let me be real. I only have one love, and it's the double cheese.
Since you obviously have some power here, Nick.
Yeah.
Can you convince someone on site to bring back the McShaker?
My God.
While we're talking about resurrecting
Nick's got a lot of
items.
Clout, dude. Like that's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's the remember the shaker? It was the salad, Nick, that you would just pour the dressing in and then you would shake it all up.
Oh yeah. I loved that thing.
Like, let's get that back.
Best I can do is a buy one, get one free snack wrap.
I didn't mean today, Nick. I meant like down the line. But I like a good BOGO.
All right. So can they get snack wraps where you're at now, or are we waiting until 10:30? We're waiting until 10:30?
Yeah, it's 10:30.
Okay.
Yeah, unless you come to this location.
Okay. All right. So if you get to Nick.
You can get them early?
Nick's got the goods. Yeah. Nick's got the advance. Ooh.
Are you bringing some back to the studio?
Yeah, that is the question.
I got you. I will see y'all around 11. Be ready and hungry.
Nick, we'll let you get back to it. Tell Grimace we said what to do.
I'll give him a squeeze for you.
Or a lick? No, don't.
He's the huggy
type. That'll get you on a list.
All right, bye, dude. We'll talk to you later. All right.
I'll see you in a bit.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Are you ready for your phone to actively judge you? Like, not just your physical appearance, your life choices.
I mean, people already actively judge my phone. So that seems like the next logical step.
No, your phone. If you have an Apple device. Well, this is actually kind of terrifying. iOS 26.
What?
iOS 26, the operating. What iOS are you on, Katie? Seriously, can you want me to tell you how to do it? I feel like we all need to know. Katie doesn't update her iOS.
I don't have enough storage.
All right.
So I am currently not updating to iOS 18.5.
All right, go to settings. 11 iOS is a go. It's 11. How does that thing even still work? Like, that's the bigger...
Great question.
Okay, iOS 26. New feature that detects if you are going to get naked and enjoy some FaceTime phone activities between you and a partner.
Yep, okay.
Over FaceTime.
This is the sort of thing I'm missing.
This is why you make an upgrade. Well, Katie, it's not so much that.
Getting some storage for it.
It's
yes.
not so much that. People have been, you know, getting naked on FaceTime for a minute. But now, if it detects you're naked, it's going to lock your camera and a screen is going to pop up saying, basically, giving you a chance to end the call.
So be like you were doing it by accident?
It looks like you might be showing something sensitive. Are you sure you're comfortable doing this? And then you would have to, like, you know, confirm.
Okay. Using FaceTime, that's...
Enough to be...
That's why you're doing it. Why is this not offered on, say, Zoom?
That's the real...
It appears you're not wearing pants. Shall we proceed?
Just lock the camera. If that's always been a possibility, yeah, I really got issues with Zoom more than anyone. Because if there's been the ability to detect whether or not you're naked or not, and Zoom hadn't done it, hell, forget naked, just unpresentable. If it shows up with a 3-day beard and a t-shirt, whatever, it's like, hey, do you want to think this through before you activate your camera? I think most people would be like, well, wow, okay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for catching that. Oh. I didn't realize it was on. No, my husband just had a guy on a call in the shower. They didn't see anything.
Camera was on?
But the camera was on. And so you could see the shower curtain. So it was like...
Dude.
And they had a really hard time trying to get him...
Because he had probably...
Because he's not really listening.
In the shower, he's just hoping...
He just needed to be there.
Yeah, and he was hoping his screen was... Oh, Lord. Life in 2025.
You got to end that call before he gets out.
You know what? You know what a good coworker does?
Just
a good
kicks coworker, him out.
Blows up the whole meeting. Just says, end meeting. Just end it. Nuke the thing. What happened? What do I do? Oh, no, I don't know. This is something crazy.
No one speak of it ever.
Yeah, no one has to. You don't know what's coming from behind that curtain, man.
Or when, for that matter. You don't know when he's going to explode out of there.
All right. Have a great day. I'll see you back on the radio tomorrow.